Well, let's see. I want to ask you now, if a young man has the facial characteristics of his father and he walks like him and he's about the same height, you say the boy
looks like his dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you want to take a baby outside, what would you put him in?
You mean if you wanted to lead him outside or something?
If you wanted to take him someplace out there.
Oh, you mean what kind of a rig I'd have for him? Be a little go-kart, a little, they call it stroller.
Uh-huh.
Stroller now. Yeah.
What did they call that before?
Baby buggy.
We had both a baby buggy and a stroller for our girl.
Yeah.
I think they liked them.
Yes, they
did. What did you do when you put them out in the baby buggy?
They just play around and want to get out if they... They can't hardly, if they're small enough, you know, they can't get out of the stroller hardly, and you can push them around and make them kind of pacify themselves, you know, and nose. We used to have what we call the old-fashioned cradle.
Yeah, those are nice, aren't they?
We'd take a fellows from an old wagon wheel, make a cradle.
I bet that was a
right. It is sharp. I seen my mother try to get dinner and rock the baby in the cradle many times. Yes.
Well, if you put the baby in the baby carriage and then took the handle, what would you say you were doing?
Well, you'd say you're giving the baby some exercise.
Well, now some terms of relation here, to you anyway. Your brother's son would be your
nephews.
Uh-huh. And let's see.
Your daughters would be my nieces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
What would you call a child who didn't have any living parents?
We'd call him an orphan.
And if the court appointed somebody to look after him?
He'd be a guardian. Uh-huh.
And this child's aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents, all that would be his...
Be his relation, you know.
Uh-huh.
Closest relation.
Now,
a guardian has a right, you know, to take care of all of his business, you know. It's the same thing as he would be his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And at the final wind-up of this child, whatever he did, nobody can change at all. Mm-hmm. It's a law, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And now I've had fellas to tell me before now that you could never make a good deed to minor land. That's just as silly as can be, and I can convince you that in a minute. Supposing, for instance, you had a child that, used to drop off. They'd say, well, now we can't make a deed to your property till this child gets 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just before he gets 21 years old, he gets married, we'll say, at 18 or 19, a girl, whichever it is, and they have a child, and they drop off, then you'd have to say, well, we'll have to wait till that child gets 21. You never would get a title to it.
Yeah.
You see, it goes through court automatically,
mm-hmm.
and a judge and a guardians and so on is supposed to settle this up just like you would if you was here yourself, don't mm-hmm. you see? That away makes an ironclad title. Nobody can ever touch it again. Now, if a guardian is, say, I was a guardian for a child over here worth $10,000 to $15,000,
mm-hmm.
maybe 20, all right, I've got to give an account of what's went with all that money.
Mm-hmm.
See? But you can't go back onto the and get this land or whatever property it is, you see.
It, as you point out, it just could stay in litigation forever.
Well, the way I was telling you, that's the reason I say that looks like anybody wouldn't argue that you couldn't make a deed to minor land, you see.
Mm-hmm.
All land, more or less, all property.